Folk must have set their alarms for 9 p.m. on a Sunday, because that's right, every week, 9 p.m. on a Sunday, you get the gangs for the Jabber Jabber podcast, live on your TV screens, live on your smartphones.
I still wonder what happened to my teeth in that.
the power of AI. It's not even AI, we're just calling everything AI now. Janice is in the house, she says, hey guys, Janice, it is... Do we ever stop and say how thankful we are that you tune in from across the pond over there in Indiana? It's very much appreciated that you tune in every week for us, lad. You're a top guy. I wind. Aye, so this week, what the hell's all that stuff, that move start?
I don't know. I think it's something to do with the way I've positioned this mic. Hang on.
I thought you were doing it specifically to tell us like you've been eating something spicy or something.
I used to have my mic up here, and then of late I've moved it to down here, and I think it's just more sensitive there. Like, I'm assuming you can't really hear it now.
I don't know. I'm hearing it right now.
If I was to go, you will. Just
my
normal.
Favorite type of noise. Do you know they say people are serial killers that can't stand that noise, that and folk eating? They say folk are serial killers. I reckon I'm probably going to be a serial killer at some point.
Look at that hat. That's a serial killer written on you, man. There is something about the sound of mastication that really kind of, it does get on my nerves. Especially, like, see my son, he's so bad for this when he's, if he's using his iPad or something, or on his phone watching, he loves Friday Night Dinner on Netflix, loves it. So he'll be sitting watching
definitely
that.
Your son.
Oh, 100%, man. 100%.
Fucking Friday Night Dinner. What the fuck?
Absolutely loves it, man. He seems to have idolized Jim, which is really not the best idol, because he's a fucking weirdo. But like, in this, there's one episode in particular where they go for like an afternoon tea, but they call it a cream tea. And he orders a creamy tea because he thinks that's what it is. So he gets a tea with whipped cream on it. And it's stated in the show that that's fucking weird and nobody does that. Guess who does it now? My son. So he's been influenced by the wrong people. But anyway, he'll have his headphones on and see if he's eating his dinner with his headphones on and he can't hear himself eat. He's like this.
That's a doing right there, mate.
I've had to say to him, it's like Murray, see if you know on one headphone out, because that's a riot, man. That's a riot. The sounds that come out.
No, right, mate. That's a proper kicking.
He does this thing as well when he holds his breath without noticing. So he's sitting there like this, like he'll take a breath and he'll go.
Are you sure your missus didn't have a thing with somebody we used to work with? There it is.
That took me a second.
anyway, I digress. Everybody here tuning in for the baghead and all that. The fuck's this shit? That's how you eat without J-Mac. Eh? That's how you eat without J-Mac. I don't get it.
Oh, right. Are you allowed eater? You allowed
without eater. Headphones? No, me. I'm not allowed eater. Even if she says I am, I'm absolutely no lying bastard.
That's like saying that like your wife says you snore and you're like, no, don't. It's like, how do you know, man?
You can. Well, I would know if I was eating loud, but I wouldn't know if I was snoring. So I'll take it on everybody's word that I snore. But the loud eating thing, nah, no, not at all. So this week we have been, and I know J-Mac sent me a couple of messages. Going to have it out on this podcast, right? But before we do, I'm going to set the scene a wee bit. Following the death of her father, a young woman inherits a rundown pub and discovers a dark secret within its basement. Baghead, a shape-shifting creature.
Baghead.
A shape-shifting creature that will let you speak to lost loved ones, but without consequence, right? So we have been gifted this film here from the guys at Fetch over Studio Canal. These guys are releasing this film on... Well, it's already out. It came out on the 8th of April, I believe. Was it the 8th?
It had a cinematic release.
Oh, it did, because I brought it into cinema. That's where I first watched it. And I actually, again, we'll get into it. It had a cinematic release, but it came out on the 8th as a Blu-ray and DVD. You can buy it right now on Amazon. Available now at Amazon.com. It stars folks like these guys, Freya Allen, Jeremy Irvin, Ruby Barker, the man himself, Peter Mullen, Saffron Burrows, and Julika Jenkins.
Why is that funny?
Because it is, man. Julika. Oh, Julika! Julika, what? I like a pint, I know. So, yeah, we were asked to review this, which I thought was class, because I actually have already seen it. So when it came up for review, I was like, hell yeah. We missed out on any interviews, but I will say there are some really good interviews coming soon with some great writer-directors. So stay tuned for that. We're in the middle of setting that up. J-Mac, I'm sure you've seen the email.
Absolutely.
So keep an eye on it.
I totally have, by the way. This might seem like I just ignore everything and let you deal with everything, but no, I do read the emails.
You read it.
I let you deal with everything because I know you like to deal with everything.
Well, I've got you.
I've said it before, man. I just show up here and chat. I've definitely got the easiest part of this duo that we've had going on for 6 fucking years.
Crazy when you think about that. It's like having a child. This podcast is a child when you think of it.
Yeah.
So when I first watched Baghead, because I thought, let's just talk about the concept for a second, J-Mac, before we even talk about the film. The concept of having something, right? Something human, maybe even not human, in a basement with a bag over its head and being able to connect with a lost loved one through that. You know, I think that's a great concept. Because I sometimes think with certain films comes a great concept, but maybe not the execution. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I watched the Netflix version. I've said this before. I watched the Netflix live action Death Note and went, that concept is phenomenal. So then I went and got all the book series and I really caught up on it. And that opened my eyes to what that actually was, because I thought the concept is brilliant. You can do so much with it. Same with Baghead. And I think it's very similar to the film Talk to Me. Like they're very similar.
I did have quite a few comparisons to that in my head when I was watching it. Even down to the time limit, it was like there is a cut off before things can go tits up, and I was like, so there's a fair bit of Talk to Me in this. Keep going.
But by the way, bring all that on, because it's been a while since we've had some great stuff. Matthewman says, "Evening, fellas. Good evening." By the way, Matthew, did you see Matthewman's art, the clown poster, recently?
No,
it's getting a lot of rave reviews online. He done a Terrifier 3 concept poster, and even the Lauren Lovera from the actual film was like, oh, this is great. So bravo, Matthewman. Anybody that's not already following him, find him in the comments, follow him, check out his artwork. His artwork's phenomenal. He does a lot of stuff for us, and he's our brother, our extended family. Janice says, good concept, but terrifying as heck. Right, well, the film is created by the same guys that made It, and what was the other films that were made? It was the creators of It, and where was it again? I can't mind. Another class film, right? But creators of It.
What? Another class film. Anyway, moving on.
Hi. Janice says, I've seen Matthewman's work. Awesome stuff. Hey, it can't be overstated enough. So by the way, I think Baghead was initially a short, which I'll now need to track down, written by Alberto Corredor.
I'll give you that one.
You
can make a fucking horror film out of that one feature that you found on StreamYard.
Because it would really make me mad if you were lying, J-Mac. It's not on StreamYard. I'm doing it through my own stuff.
That macho man voice you did there just was added a lot.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Saw a clip of him the other day, and it was him doing a promo, and he forgot he didn't have his sunglasses on. Seen this one? And he's like, during the, he's like, oh, yeah. And he goes like this. Like it's funny.
Too much, too much good stuff to be happening. So, hey, how good was it to see Peter Mullen in something cinematic?
Yeah, I mean, it's been
we've seen him. He was in TV recently. He was in Ozark, which I thought he was excellent in Ozark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's been a while since.
Flawless American accent from a Scottish actor. But again, one of the ones where if you weren't familiar with him, you would think he was actually an American.
Yeah.
Stellar job in that film. And to be honest, he does a really good job in this film as well. Can't take it anything away
when
from that.
When does Peter Mullen not do a great job on anything he's doing? One of the greats. I got this signed by Steven. I'll need to get it signed by anybody else because we know quite a few people in this film. But this is one of Peter Mullen's finest pieces of work while in the Scottish scene. Very proud to own a Blu-ray version of that, which is, it's not hard to get, but you need to go out your way to get it. You know what I mean?
I've still got a feeling that's bootlegged in some way. Well, I've got the same one, but as far as I know, and as far as filmmakers know, there's never been an official Blu-ray release. So I don't know where that one's come from. But
well,
anyway.
even if it is, I'm happy to own it. Whoever's done it has done a good job. So fucking class. So the idea of Baghead is that, well, I mean, the whole storyline is based on a character called, am I right in saying it was Katie, wasn't it? Was it Katie?
Oh, I can't remember.
What was her name? A young girl. I'm sure it was Katie. Her dad's deed, which was Peter Mullen, dies right at the start, and she inherits this pub that he could never really leave. And because he hasn't left this pub, he's very like, he doesn't have a great relationship with his daughter.
Iris. Yeah.
What a name, man.
Katie's our pal.
That's right, aye. Fun stuff happens with Katie, man. So there's this wee hole in the wall, and as usual, it looks like something Matthewman created, and it lives within a hole in the wall, but not only does it not, like...
Any spare change, mate? I ain't, man. Fucking... you get 30p for a cup of tea, mate? Yeah.
That happened to me recently when I was trying to gut the cinema out. I went down to get a couple of lattes for the boys. And as I'm walking back up, some thing walked up to me and was like, "All right, mate, go on a flag for our Americans watching tonight, try fag the cigarette."
I'd still love to know where that came from. Like,
all right.
Like you understand the term, like, oh, have you got a ciggy? You know what I mean? It's an abbreviation of cigarette. It's completely doable. You got a fag. Maybe it's because you suck on it. I don't know.
Maybe. But someone came up and was like, "Mate, you got a fag, guy?" And I'm like, "No, I don't. I didn't smoke." He's like, "Why don't you give a latte then?" I went like that. Fuck off. And that was the end of that story.
That's probably the best way to end a conversation with somebody you don't know.
Now, who the fuck do you think you are just coming up asking for shit off me? Get the fuck for a stamp on your head, you fucking junkie bastard. Like, actually get the fuck. You offend me.
That's why I hate the wee bouncy charity folk. "Hey man, how's your day going?"
Or when you're listening to your tunes and they're like that. And I'm like, fucking wanker. You're trying to escape Tesco and they're standing there, man.
It's always the ones that make you feel really guilty for ignoring them that are outside Tesco. Do you know what I mean? Like it's for war veterans or it's for you know, like kids with cancer and you're just like, "Oh, I can't believe I'm walking past."
No, but you know what? Fuck all of them. Fuck all of them. Because it's no for the cause. Right? They're not, the money that never directly goes to these causes. Do you know what it's for? Raising awareness. I'm already aware how shit this fucking world is. I don't need some cunt trying to take my money to remind me of it. Fuck off. Anyway.
Stop C-bombing, man. You're going to get us banned.
You've already said frig like four
times. I'm talking about cigarette, man. It's fine.
Okay. I heavy enjoyed this film, right? And I was specifically for a few reasons, right? So when I suggested that you and Matthewman watch it, and you both kind of came at me, you were like, Matthewman was more like, meh, right? But I'm not getting it, right? So well, I give you my honest take on it before you can give me yours and Matthewman types his.
Yeah, please.
Right, so I was watching it going, this thing's been alive for centuries, right? Nobody's been able to get past it. So we Irish better not best this thing, because one thing I always say is, if you're going to build something up to be what it is, it should act like it.
Yeah.
Voldemort should have slit Harry's throat, neighbor, right? But he didn't. Okay, but we accept that for what it is. So I remember watching it with a wife and going, she better die. Like, this thing better succeed at the end, right? Fully better succeed. I says, otherwise, you lose me. Mind that clock in the wall hang.
The house with the clock in the walls. Yep.
Aye. Like, oh, this thing's coming back after all these years. It's so bad, it's so bad, it's so bad. Kid whips its ass. You've just lost me. You have just lost me. So I thought the concept was great. I thought the fact that a lot of it happens in the one room, brilliant. I don't think the performances were bad. I know you said that they kind of felt a wee bit EastEndersy, but I'm all right with that, because it was building to the drama. There was a lot of backstory. I could sniff that wee wanker out straight away, right? So I thought that was fairly obvious.
Telegraphed.
The fact that there was no character was really safe, I enjoyed. The fact that my wife turned to me and goes, she's no deed about a certain character at a point where a character gets done in. I was like, perfect. Perfect. Because this is what this would happen. This absolutely would happen. Like, if you go up against a demon, right? Know the type of demons that Christopher Macklin opens portals and throws out on the, just like he's throwing his fucking rubbish in. Know that type of demon, the invisible ones. But if you come up against a physical demon.
Just go into the green bin or the blue bin, man.
So you can't recycle Anunnaki, they go in the grey bin. Oh, you need to stop doing that, you're freaking me out.
Sorry. The Anunnaki didn't get recycled.
Oh man, they're single use ectoplasms.
Oh, the Ghostbusters film, and they're waiting to happen. So the fact that, are we spoiling it? I mean, people are here to watch it that have already watched it. It's been out a wee while. The fact that this thing can succeed within this film and does, I'm like, yes. Totally. Like, it ticked the boxes for me. I enjoyed watching it. I was invested. The characters had enough backstory. I really felt there was a good friendship between the two main characters. Yeah, I felt Peter Mullen's love for his daughter. Totally felt it. I sympathised with him. He had to keep her away because there was something bigger than him, bigger than his life. You know, it was his responsibility. I felt all of that come into play. I felt she disliked. I think it was unfair for her to dislike her dad as much as she did after finding out everything that she found out. But I don't know. Yeah. I felt it had everything I wanted it. So what was Matthewman's put something here? I'm just going to see what he says here. He says, watched it last night. Love how it looked. Pub looked awesome. Just imagine the makers trying to come up with the name, though. So we've got this woman who wears a bag on her head. What are we going to call her? Bagheed. So what was your feelings toward it, G-Mac?
My feeling is, in general, I think for a film that had a cinematic release, to me it seemed pretty cheap. I'm not saying there's nothing against that, but like, things can be done cheaply and well. One thing that really stuck out to me in regards to just the visual effects, because I think most of the stuff in this is kind of practical effects. There's not much in the way of really out there demonic happenings. I mean, it all pretty much happens in camera, except for the fire. The fire in this looked like it was done on Windows Media. It just, for a film that had a cinematic release, I thought that's That's really quite shonky, for want of a better word.
That's fair enough, but you can forgive that, though,
but,
right?
But again, it's a horror film, so and we all know that horror films tend to be the cheapies that get made, mm-hmm. just to kind of for directors to like cut their teeth and learn how to make a film. You start with a horror film; it's the best place to start because it's easy. It's easy to make a horror film entertaining, even if it's not. Mm-hmm. What would be classed as a good film, it can still be fun. If you try and make a drama that's not a good film, it will just be a bad film. You can watch bad horror films and enjoy yourself. So I can forgive that side. The acting, like I said to you before, was a bit soapy for me. Peter Mullen the shit out of it, as he always does. But unfortunately, you only really see him mostly in like a kind of retrospective videotape. Or as like very occasionally as a kind of spectre. I say that came out weird. Did you hear that?
A spectre.
Oh, how you doing, man? I'm just going to roll down the street, you know. So he did a good job, but I did find basically every other character in it really quite soapy and overacting. At times, underacting at other times, but never at the right times. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a time for overacting. Like, Al Pacino at the end of The Devil's Advocate, overacting to fuck, but just chewing the shit out of everyone. Whereas in this, I felt like it was overacting at the scenes that didn't really matter too much and underacted at the scenes that actually should have had some heft behind them. I wouldn't say anybody did a bad job, but it was a soapy job. A soap job. There we go. The concept, like you said, I think the concept was actually really good, really clever. I mean, the basic thing is you give Baghead a personal possession of the person you want to speak to, and she will essentially transform into this person. And it's not, as long as you stay within the time limit, you are talking to that person. It's not the demon pretending to be that person. You are actually talking to that person, but if you go by the time limit, shit changes, the eyes go black. And all that stuff was cool. But I'll be honest, man, I just found it really, really boring. For all of its things that it did right, I was bored out my tits. And I'm not the first person to say that. My favourite film critic also had the same opinion on it.
Kermode.
Kermode. You need to stop that, man. That's anybody listening in the audio, Kevin just keeps zooming in on his own face. Like an old Bruce Lee film when folk are about to face off. I wish you could do it with my face as well. So it'd be like boom, boom, boom. Scotty Dog says a soap job sounds kinky. I'll be honest, mate, normally that's by myself.
And she's usually wearing a bag at her head.
She's not even there. But do you not think it was like the pacing of it was just naff for me? I think it starts you off like whirlwind. It just the start of the film is just like, whoa, fucking hell, shit happening. And then for me, the rest of it was like just watching a tap drip and waiting for the basin to fill up.
I don't know. Nah, I never felt like that. I think it was a welcomed change for me.
Right.
You know, I just feel like it was different. It was refreshing. I left the cinema going, I was like that. Yeah, man. That'll get boring easy.
It might.
So I quite enjoyed it. I don't know. I just felt like, give me more. See, there's a Talk to Me Too coming out. And
right.
Again,
I'm actually glad about that because I felt like Talk to Me had, like, before I knew it was finished. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what?
More?
Please just give me a little bit more. I think that was a 90-minute film that should have been 2 hours. I felt like it could have used a bit more. This film to me felt like 2 hours when it was 90 minutes.
The good thing about it as well, though, is the fact that the hand, the story's the hand. You don't need your main character. That's the type of film where as long as the hand's there, it doesn't matter whether it's a prequel, sequel, you could make about 10 of them and still have so many different stories and still be equally as good. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, like something like this set in the Victorian period or something could be cool as well. Like there is potential for this. And I think I think it would have worked really, really well as a short, right? Mm-hmm. And this happens a lot. You get a short that's amazing, so it gets picked up for a feature, and then the feature just falls flat on its arse. And I feel like, for me, that this is what I felt like about this. I haven't seen the short. Like you said, we'll need to look it out and have a swatch at it. But I think that this film really would work well as a short, but I don't think it's feature material.
Don't think so.
No, I don't know. And by the way, like the look of the pub was really cool. Like I said, some good production value went into that. But I didn't understand the external setting. It seemed like it was in an old mill or something.
Mm.
Like it looked like New Lanark. And I was like, is this a pub? Is this a pub? It looks like a mill. I didn't quite understand that. What?
Glasgow.
Oh, Glasgow. No, right.
By the way, New Lanark. I think, even just New Lanark itself, I feel there's a horror film there. Do you know what I mean? There's a horror film waiting to be filmed there because...
Child labour.
Like, mate, Annie MacLeod, when you go through that wee train, right? And Annie MacLeod...
I went on that at Christmas time. It was fucking awesome. I really enjoyed it. Class.
My kids love it. My daughter, Gracie, really likes it, right? But she was like this. Like, Annie MacLeod talks to you and she's like, yeah, and that's when I died. Let's not talk about that. How did she die? Something must have happened. There's a story. I don't know. I Googled it. I couldn't find it. How did Annie MacLeod die?
I have no idea. I
think she died mysteriously or she died tragically. Because when the wee hologram of hers talking to you, the wee actress, she says, you know, that I used to crawl about in the mills here, blah, 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 blah. And then until I died. Well, let's not talk about that. And she just cracks on with the rest of the tour. And I'm like, what the fuck? There's a story there, eh?
They're going to tell us how you died, then.
What? I want to know how you died.
The thing is, when you're going around that place, you're looking at it going, there's many ways in which she could have popped her clogs.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they use children because they could get any bits of the machinery that the adults couldn't. Well, maybe just, that's no good idea. It's no good idea. No emergency stop switches.
Wait, do you know how you get those films where it's like cults? Where like neighbors allowed to leave, and you know, a new person that comes in, like Wicker Man-y type thing. The new person that comes in is like, "What the fuck is this place?" That is like ripe for a film like that down there, right? It's only place away, isn't it?
I don't know if it's one of these places that ever does or allows like paranormal investigations and stuff like that. I don't know. It's maybe too commercial and too council-y for that. Do you know what I mean?
You know what I'm thinking right now, eh?
I'm thinking you better fucking stop doing that before I freak out.
Mate, we should go with a crew.
That's what I mean, though. I don't know if it's something that's even allowed there. I think the place is too commercialised for it. And like I said, I think it's too council-y. I think there's too many local authorities with their fingers in that pie. It's not like a historic Scotland venue or a English heritage or something. I think it is a council thing. I could be wrong. But
well, you know what I'm like. I don't take no for an answer, so I'll get us in. See what's what. Got our press passes. I still have all my press passes that we've ever done, and I just look at them and I go, "The fuck did we get one of them?"
Still annoyed about the last one.
I know, but hey. What'll be, will be. That's what I know. That's all I know.
Whatever will be, the future is ours, you see. Get the camera off your boss.
Get the camera off me. hey, by the way, heavy enjoyed Baghead. Anybody watching at home, tell us, did you watch it? Did you enjoy it? I heavy enjoyed it. Did you not enjoy it, GMAC?
No, like I said, I just find it really, really intensely boring. There was moments where I thought, oh, this is getting interesting. Like, all of a sudden, she's not in the chair, even though she was strapped in. And I was like, oh, here we go. And then she just didn't do anything. I was like, why did you not do anything?
You sure she didn't do anything?
She never did. But it wasn't really that worthwhile. You didn't even get to see what she did to her pal, man. It was off screen. Just all of a sudden, she was pretending to be the pal. There's potential in the concept. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it was executed particularly well. You're saying this is for the makers of It. And what was that?
I'm just sharing the podcast as I talk to you. Multitasking.
He's producing on site.
Always.
So, I've lost my train of thought. God damn!
You were saying that you just didn't get it.
Of course I got it. It's not overly cerebral. Do you know what I mean? It's easy to get. In fact, no, there's one thing that did kind of annoy me a wee bit, but I think it's too spoilery to talk about on here, but we'll talk about it after.
What bit was that?
No, I'm not telling you. It's something I see as a major plot hole, but I don't want to talk about it on here.
Oh, no. Talk about it right now, motherfucker. What's a major plot hole? Because I never, like, nothing baffled me.
Right. Why did it end the way that it ended? And how did that never happen before?
Because there was the people that were in charge of making sure that didn't happen before were very fucking competent. They understood the assignment.
Yeah. Right. But they still popped their clogs while being owners of the building.
Uh-huh.
So she should have been freed every time that happened, no?
No, because the deal is that they need to let them out. They need to kill you while you're there so she can take your body, the owner's body. And Peter Mullen was French toast. Yeah? So everybody that died before either died in a way that she couldn't get to them.
Oh, he was Scottish, so he's probably fried breed.
Fried breed. He's gone! So that's... Tati's gone. A tati's goner. But that's why I think the previous owners, none of them died in a way that was advantageous towards the Baghead. But she manipulated that boy.
The Baghead. I wish it was called the Baghead now.
Excuse me, thy Baghead, but shall he be joining us for dinner?
Will thy be removing thy bag from the heed?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You're having too much fun with your wee setup. My setup's too simplistic. I think I'm just jealous. That's what it is. I'm just jealous.
That about 100 quid for those wee hangs.
I'm just jealous. Just jealous.
Then again, you need to get the camera. That's another 100 quid. That type of camera. Yeah. Like 120. So, but 220, you too can zoom. What a waste to go just to zoom in, eh? Sometimes as I'm setting all this up, I'm going, is it even worth it? I can just click in my mouth. So,
show us again. Show us again what cost you £200. There we go. Do you know what I really hate? That head tracking stuff.
I've got all that, but
I really, really hate that. That does my head in.
Nah, that'd be pretty cool. Pretty
nah, it sucks balls. Sucks balls.
Bullying me. Oh, whoa. I've got a gimbal that does that, by the way. It locks onto you, and then you just put it there, and then it proper follows you. I'm like, whoa. So if I was like out fishing, I was like, check this catch. and I was walking about, that it would actually follow me. My DJI does it too. I mean, everything does it now, doesn't it? Any type of gimbal. Hey, but I bagheed.
the makeup effects were decent, right? Mm-hmm. Like when the bag head was kind of half revealed, putting the whatever into her mouth, mm-hmm. and it was like, oh, that's pretty horrific looking, right?
Think of the germs and all.
But I feel like the film was missold as well. The trailer missells it as a creature feature almost, where it's just not that. You get the one reveal of the bag head's full face in this kind of jump scare, horrible, haggy, witchy, toothy moment. Mm-hmm. But they put that in the trailer. They put it in the fucking trailer. So it kind of made it look like we were going to get almost like a monster film. And then we just didn't. We got a really slow, well thought out, badly executed film.
Pretty odd of that.
That's just my opinion. I'm not saying that I'm right. It's just how I felt about it.
I disagree. I heavy like
how are you looking? I'm just kidding.
I'm shocked that you didn't enjoy it as much as I did. I thought you would have. Same with Matyumin.
No. And I watched it in company as well. Like, I think when you watch a horror film with another person, it enhances the experience.
Mm-hmm.
But both of us were just like this. See that gif with the monkey doing side eye?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we felt.
I watched it with a wife, right? And when I left, I was like, oh, I really enjoyed that, and I was kind of bigging it up. And after, my wife's very straightforward when she watches a film. It's either good or it's no. That's where it ends. Ah, oh, it was good. That was shit. That's it. Right? So if you were to ask her a review, you're going to get one of those three answers. But me, when I leave, I'm like, you came what I liked about this, and see the way they done that. Like, that's how I speak to her. Right? She's like, aye. She'll listen, but she doesn't add anything to it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I left, giving her all these. I was like, see the fact that they killed her? I says, that was good. I says, because she shouldn't be alive in that scenario. Like, killing her. Like, if you're that backheed thing and she fucks you up, like, how fucking ancient and majestic and fucking magical were you, really? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I left basically bigging it up because of that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think, I think when I sent you my review of it, I don't know if you've saved my review that I sent you, if it's ready, if it's queued up for playing. But I don't know if that's something while we talk.
Right.
I think I might have, I didn't jump the gun as such. I still didn't enjoy it, but I didn't illustrate the merits that the film does have, which is a good concept and even a decent twist. And there are elements of it that can and could have worked, but for me it just didn't gel properly. Maybe the wrong filmmakers, I don't know.
Well, I heavy disagree, right? But your review you sent to me earlier on today, was it today? It was today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I was like, spoiler alert, man. So this is J-Mac's review.
I think that was only part of it.
Was it? You mean part of it?
I'm pretty sure that it was a lot longer than that.
No, because that's the one you sent. It says my review of Baghead, and I said save it for tonight. Nay, spoilers, that's the one.
Yeah, but I think it was 9 seconds long. That was way too quick.
No, I think that was 9 seconds long. That was 9 seconds long.
Oh, I didn't see it all then. Maybe you need to do it again.
You didn't see that? Okay, 3, 2, 1.
It was definitely longer that time. Right, okay.
I'm like, that was ages, man. What are you talking about? Well, by the way, I said to my wife, after you and Matthewman had kind of boo-booed it a little bit, right? I says, am I definitely thinking of the right film here? I says to the wife, I goes, made me watch Baghead and I really liked it. And she was like, yeah. I says, What was your opinion of it again? She went, it's all right. I mean, wasn't it? Whoa. It was all right.
Mm-hmm.
That was her review of it.
Man, if only all film reviews were so simplistic.
I know.
Every film review on YouTube, 3 seconds. All right.
Zang.
That was good.
No mark out of D, man. Nah, I don't know. I'm defending it. I think when they drop Baghead 2, if that's going to happen, I'm heavy looking forward to that. I just...
Do you think that title doesn't really gel with a sequel?
Baghead 2.
I don't know. I mean, I think Baghead on its own has... I mean, it stands out, but Baghead 2, I don't know. That just sounds pish. It'll be Baghead Origins or something. Not Revenge.
Head pre-bagged.
Pre-bagged.
the prequel. And then not to forget bag-headed.
Baghead for life.
Plastic Baghead.
That's the one. That's it, man. Baghead for life.
Baghead for life.
Bagheads, bagheads. What are we going to do?
What are you going to do?
What you going to do when it's got a hole in it?
Baghead for life. That's a Matthew Man waiting to happen, isn't it? I say it all the time. It's a Matthew Man. Baghead for life.
Oh God! Bye. Like I said, not totally without merit, but I just find it boring, man. I can't get past the fact that I wasn't entertained. Like I said, we've watched things like Beaster Bunny and Killer Sofa. Bad films can be entertaining, but for me, this was maybe it was trying to be better than it could be, and it just failed.
I don't know. I don't share that. I honestly didn't see it as a failure. I didn't. I enjoyed it. Heavy liked it. I liked it, man.
I don't think they were able to mask how cheap it was as well.
Again, I saw it in the cinema. I didn't feel that way. I saw it in 3.1. I didn't feel that way at all. I mean, maybe
I'll watch it again and see if I feel any differently about it, but I can't see how it's going to pull me in. I can't think of enough good things about it that's going to change my mind on the fact that I was just bored. I hate being bored, man. I understand the concept of a slow burn. I love a slow burn movie, actually, when a film slowly builds and builds to the point where, like, maybe the first hour you kind of go, right, this is getting a wee bit boring, but then
you do like a ton of boring ass movies though,
right? I do, man. I'm old. You forget this about me. I'm old as fuck, man. I'm older than that, and everybody forgets that because of my immature attitude and the fact that I send farts to my mate. Forget I'm like a 40-year-old man. Like back in the day, I should have owned my own fucking coal shoveling business. But no, here I am sitting farting into a phone and sending it to my pal and talking shite on the internet.
Oh, good times. And I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest.
Neither would I. I love me. I was hoping you'd have it. I was hoping I'd get a bigger laugh at you there. Perfectly timed clicks thing. There, man.
I know. Yeah, by the way, coming up on the show, which I'm heavy looking forward to, these are just some of the episodes, right?
Why have you started saying heavy all the time?
Have I?
Hi, you've heavy been doing it the night, heavy. Fucking hell, man. You've been heavy using the word heavy. And it's a very new age thing, and I'm not comfortable with it, and I need you to stop it because it's freaking me the fuck out more than your mad Zoom.
Okay, well, I'm going to put a counter on now every time I say heavy. Well, what I'm really, really looking forward to here is our review of Basket Case, which looks like a lot of fun. I've put off watching it until I know whether or not we're getting an interview, but this episode will be coming very soon as well. Another Arrow short film special by the Jammer Jammer Podcast. The fine folks at Arrows loved our short film special previous, that they've sent us a ton more great short films, and there's more than just what you see here. And we'll be interviewing a lot of the filmmakers behind this. I can't even wait to watch Meat Friend.
I'm loving the titles, by the way. Maestro, Maestro, Bark, and then fucking Keith. I'm looking forward to them all. I'm looking forward to them all. I've told you the Keith story before, haven't I?
You hate the name Keith?
No, everybody hates the name Keith. I think it's just the way the world works, man. If you're called Keith, you're like, oh, fucking Keith. But
the other day.
It was a woman. A woman I used to work with.
Called Keith.
A woman called Keith. Aye. It's not with the realms of possibility these days, right? So she was writing something. And she's like, "Is it E before I or I before E?" I was like, "Well, I said it's normally I before E, but there are exceptions to that. What is it you're trying to write?" He went, "It's my son's name, Keith. Can you spell your own son's name? You are clever." I love how clever you are.
Aye. The other day I said to you, have you ever met anybody called Kenny who wasn't a straight up wanker?
And I said, my dad.
See, when you said that, I passed myself.
I sent you the two words just saying my dad, I knew you would not yourself, man. But what I would say to that, right? What I would say to that is his name's Kenneth. Right, but he hated Kenneth.
Aye.
He hated Kenny more, so he settled on Ken. My dad's name's Ken.
Well, I thought it was just Ken. I didn't think.
No, but
Kenneth. Kenneth isn't always Kenny, though. Some folk are actually just called Kenny.
Aye, yeah, I was.
Wanker. I know. It's like my wife's sister's name's Beth, and I'm like, is that short for Bethany? It's like, no, it's just Beth. I'm like,
well, Beth to me is short for Elizabeth.
Oh, that's not her name either. It's just Beth, which is mental.
It's just Beth. No, like my dad's birth name is Kenneth, and he goes by Kenton. But when people called him Kenny, he was like fucking. So I don't know if even he knew that Kenny's a wanker. Like Kenny. No, he doesn't.
Even he knew.
I remember telling me once. I think he was waiting in this was back in like the late 60s or early 70s maybe, and he's waiting in the post office and his name got called, like your name got called for stuff back then, and the guy decided to read my dad's name in Gaelic or something, so the guy's like, Quinnith Hune McCuick. My dad's like that. Quinnith Hune McCuick. Kenneth Hune McCuick. Oh, it's me.
It's a Mr. Bean sketch.
By Kenny, I think I've known probably one Kenny in my life. And I think it was a bit of a fud, to be honest.
I knew a few Kennys. One was really, really nice. But I usually, when I see a Kenny, I'm like, oh, fuck me, man. They're usually wankers. I've got a cousin called Kenny. He's a wanker.
And if you're watching Kenny, it's nice to have you here.
Aye, it's a fuck off. Aye. So, aye, Baghead. I'm joking. I think we pretty much said all we can say about Baghead. Is I would say go and watch it. Go buy it. If you're into media like I am, the physical media, it is available to stream. Or you can buy it. Amazon.com. You can also stream it, I'm sure, on the Arrow Player, but it'll end up elsewhere, everywhere. If you can, how to sail the seven seas.
Elsewhere, everywhere, all at once.
Exactly. So, go watch it. Make your mind up. Tell me if I'm right. Tell J-Mac if he's right. One of us is right and one of us is wrong. Or it's just purely subjective. I really, really liked it.
You did it.
Sorry, G Max. Sorry.
And the thing is, you're going to act like you meant to do it there and annoy me. And I know you didn't. I know 100%. A heavy no, you didn't. Heavy. Fucking heavy. Is that maybe that bit in Back to the Future? He's like, why do you keep using this word heavy? It's like, there's something with the, something wrong with the Earth's gravitational pull in the future. He's like, no. This is heavy, Doc. This is heavy, Doc.
Right. No.
So
hey, I never even played the trailer. I was meant to play the trailer for it.
We'll put a trailer don't bother. On. We'll get a fucking copyright strike anyway.
It's true, eh? Every bloody week, man. Every week. Even when we've got the director do you on know the what show you
could, do you know what you could do? Play the trailer without the sound and we'll just talk through it. Can you do that?
I don't know how I can do it, but I think we can talk while it's on. Ready? Lads and lassies, even though you should have already seen it, here's the trailer for Baghead. You should definitely check it out.
My dad, he died.
See?
I'm the solicitor of your father's estate.
My dad owned this place. I don't have any memories with him. This is all I have right now.
Unmute, Jamie. Can you unmute yourself?
If you're watching this...
There he is, Peter Mullen, on the telly.
Oh, I'm such a rookie. From the producer of It, which actually means fuck all in the grand scheme of things.
And Barbarian, I told you it was another class.
Right, okay,
You're joking.
No, it was fucking fun.
From the producer of It and Barbarian comes a film made by his pal who begged him to put it out. That noise never happens.
We shouldn't be here.
What is this? Classy horror stuff.
Who the hell is Iris?
Bring back the dead.
I want to see her.
Oh no. Really know what a white man.
I want to talk to my wife.
She only gives you 2 minutes. Sarah. After that, she's in control.
What's going on?
Perfect. Creepy.
We are not safe here.
How do I control her?
Don't remember that being in there.
She's going to kill you.
You can't kill her.
Mate, I tell you, it was class.
The trailer's class.
No, it was class, man. All that happened.
There was a bit there that I'm pretty sure never.
It all did. I recall it. You weren't paying attention.
I don't remember.
How pissed were you when you watched this?
What's that?
How pissed were you when you watched this?
Getting. Not being.
Getting. I don't know. I think you need to go back and watch it, mate, because I didn't see a crap film.
I didn't say it was crap. I said it was boring.
No buying
That's
it.
A different
no
thing. That's a different thing.
No buying it.
I mean, no I'm boring, it. But I still think I'm glass. So, hey-ho.
So class, man. Janice says, oh, how pretty.
Oh, thank you.
We do try, Janice. I washed my face before I came on the show tonight.
I had a shower. I put aftershave on before this show. Don't know why.
I put aftershave on during the show, man.
So if you just give me a wee second here. Just going to freshen the old breath. I can still taste it.
Oh man, screw that. My wife does that. She gets and I'm at and near her like sucks, man. Sucks.
have to say though, this is a lovely little cologne made by a little company called Paul Smith. Oh, that's beautiful.
Aye, sounds class.
Cologne's fucking aftershave, man.
Cologne. Carlos Cologne. He's a wrestler. Any road, I digress. So I definitely go to Amazon.co.uk or .com, depending where you are. And if you're into buying physical media, go ahead and purchase this or go watch it on a streaming. Ginny says, laughing my ass off, I was referring to the face of Baghead. Aye. She's a looker. She's a looker.
I would never tell somebody not to watch it because of what I think. Watch it. You might enjoy it. I just found it boring. That's the thing. I just found it boring.
How fucking do you, right? I'm just kidding.
That's going to work really well on audio.
No.
Didn't it?
That was a waiting. It was proper wait, wasn't it? But anyway, looking forward to next week because it's going to be class, and hopefully we'll have more to tell you on where we stand with guests. But a lot of cool stuff going to happen this year, so stick with us as you always do.
This time next year, Rodney, we'll be millionaires.
Yes, man. Leave a 95.
So leave the early backs.
Early back shifts, yes. but I heavy enjoyed it, mate. 10 out of 10 for, well, no 10, I think I rated it like a 7, which is, for me, that's your usual good film. So heavy looking forward to doing our next episode next week.
4.9 for me, 4.9.
Unbelievable, man, unbelievable. So I we're looking forward to next week. I've been Kev. This has been fun. Had a wee whiskey. It's been good. And I thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
You've got whiskey face.
Aye, man. Always classy to Janice. You have no idea. We will meet at some point.
By the way, that's something Americans don't say. What? Like, Americans don't say that's class. So that's Janice is adopting. She's adopting,
mate,
the jibber jabber patter.
Janice, I love it. She's a gem niece. gem niece.
Absolutely. Damn. Absolutely. Right.
So we will see you guys next week with a class couple of interviews. So hoping that'll be good. So make sure you download the Arrow Player and go ahead and watch all the films that we say.
Fuck off.
All right. And on that note, J-Mac, anything you want to say before we finish this show?
Hi, stop fucking zooming in on yourself. Good night, everybody. Thanks for being here.
Enjoy the rest of your week, guys. Thanks again. See you all next week. Welcome to